A military judge at Fort Meade, Maryland today found Private Bradley Manning not guilty of aiding the enemy by giving some 700,000 battlefield reports, State Department cables, and videos to WikiLeaks. Though Manning was acquitted of the most serious charge, which carried a possible life sentence, Colonel Denise Lind found him guilty of multiple other charges, including 5 charges of espionage, 5 theft charges, a computer fraud charge, and other military infractions. Nathan Fuller of the Bradley Manning Support Network was at Fort Meade, Maryland this afternoon as the verdict was read.
A lot of people are going to latch on to the fact that he was acquitted of aiding the enemy to say that he avoided a life sentence, but if you look at the remaining charges, all of these espionage counts, the remaining maximum sentence is tantamount to life in jail. And that's incredibly outrageous and depressing that we're going to cage a whistleblower and equate him with traitors and spies when his intent, and I think his effect, was to inform the American people about its wars abroad.
What is the difference between the potential sentence he faces now and what he might have gotten had they accepted his guilty plea earlier on?
The maximum sentence of his guilty plea from before was 20 years. Now he's facing well over 100 years in prison, and there's going to be a long sentencing phase, which could take the entire month of August with new witnesses and evidence to attempt to mitigate and reduce that. And the defense is going to show evidence of Manning's noble intentions, which it wasn't really allowed to do in the trial in earnest, and show a serious lack of damage, very little damage caused, and that should mitigate any potential sentence. But that's going to be a long battle yet to come.
Did Colonel Lind have any comments as she delivered the verdict today?
No, she just said that sentencing starts tomorrow. We're in recess. The only thing she prefaced it with was that the members of the gallery, the spectators, are reminded to keep quiet and not have any kind of reaction.
And what has been the reaction outside the courtroom among Bradley Manning's supporters?
I've been in the media center trying to report this and calculate the remaining charges, so I haven't talked with the supporters themselves, but they're out on the corner of Rich Road right now.
The sentencing hearing begins tomorrow. What kind of witnesses will be called? What will be the procedure?
Well, the defense has said it will call 24 witnesses. The government is to call 21. Perhaps half of those government witnesses could be classified and therefore closed off to the press and public. The government is going to make an apparently classified effort to show all this damage that Manning caused, but the defense is going to be able to show Manning's good intentions. That was barred from the trial, but it will be allowed in sentencing. And so that can go to significantly reducing a potential sentence. It can also show what it says are State Department damage assessments that documented little to no damage. And so those are going to be a big factor as well.
Will the treatment that Manning was subjected to prior to trial, his 3 years of detention and what some would call torture, figure into the defense arguments?
Unfortunately, that was already played out in court and almost roundly rejected by Judge Lind. Last November, we had a long hearing to dismiss charges based on pretrial punishment. Judge Lind took 112 days off of a potential sentence for what she said was excessive and rigorous treatment, but she decided that he was not held in solitary confinement despite the fact that he was alone in the cage for 23 hours a day. And so that has already been played out, and Judge Lind has unfortunately already made up her mind on that.
So that's 112 days off of a potential 100-year sentence.
Yeah, it's not exactly going to make a big difference for Bradley Manning if he's sentenced to this maximum.
What are the opportunities for appeal?
If Manning's convicted to anything that over a year, this case would immediately go to the Army Court of Criminal Appeals. From then, it could go up to the Court of Appeals for Armed Forces, and then could be also challenged in federal court.
And what will be the task of the Bradley Manning Support Network going forward now?
We consider this battle far from over. This is just another step. We're going to raise awareness about Manning during the sentencing case, emphasize these defense arguments that have been barred from the trial thus far, and then we're certainly going to continue to raise money for Bradley and his defense as this case moves up the appeals process.
Nathan Fuller is with the Bradley Manning Support Network.